Well, you see, what happened really was we made the decision this time to move from the sort of 2,500-seater concert halls into the slightly larger sort of 8,000-10,000 seaters, because the demand for tickets was so large last time. I mean, we did about 6 nights at Hammersmith Odeon last time, and we could have gone on and done more. And we felt that it was better to play larger places and enable more people to actually come and see us than play a few nights in a small place and a lot of people be disappointed. So that's really why we've moved to the large ones. That doesn't mean we won't be doing any smaller concerts again, though.
Yeah, I mean, also, it gives us the room to get the kind of show together that we really want to put on stage. If you play in big places, you get a huge stage. You can run about all over the place. And you can put ridiculously large sets up and have all the lights you want. It's good. I wouldn't say it's vastly different, because, I mean, obviously we're going to be playing a lot of the songs that we were playing in 1982. But it's certainly a lot more exciting. It's more dynamic,
yeah,
I think.
I think the show has actually grown from being... you see, it used to be an hour, then it grew to about an hour and 15 minutes for the last year. Now it's a sort of proper concert as opposed to just another show. It actually lasts for about an hour and 45 minutes, and there's a lot of new stuff in it as well. And there's some slower numbers in the set this time. Before, I think we've tended to do a lot of sort of middle pace and faster songs throughout most of the set, but now we've actually paced it a lot better, and there's a whole variety of all sorts of songs. We opened in Australia, in fact, about 3 weeks ago, and we finished the Australian tour, which was very successful, and we're really pleased now and looking forward to getting on with the English one. Our profile when we're playing concerts and things is obviously going to be higher, because everybody knows where we are and everybody wants to come and have a look and have a chat and everything in the newspapers at that stage. But when we're not playing concerts and things, it's not so much like that. It's not like we're plastered all over the papers every day of the year. I think it's only really when we're working, so it's not so bad.
Well, I mean, we're supposed to be getting the papers. We're paid for it.
Yeah, I'd be worried if we didn't get any.